What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
By the time he was 28 years old, he believed he had finally made peace with what happened. Not immediately, of course. For a long time, the memory remained one of the most terrifying experiences of his life. Even years later, he could still picture every detail with uncomfortable clarity. The darkness of the room, the feeling of helplessness, and the figure standing beside the bed all remained vivid in his mind. Most of all, he remembered the laugh. Over time, however, fear gave way to distance, and distance eventually gave way to explanation. By his late 20s, he had settled on the answer that made the most sense. Sleep paralysis seemed to explain nearly everything. The inability to move, the sensation of being watched, and the shadow figure itself all matched experiences described by countless other people. The explanation wasn't perfect, but it was close enough. What made him start questioning it again was what happened years later in a house hundreds of miles away. The original experience took place when he was 22 and still living in his childhood home in Queens. At first, nothing dramatic happened. For nearly a week, he found himself waking up at exactly the same time every night. The experience became so consistent that he eventually started checking his phone whenever he opened his eyes. Every night, the screen displayed the same time, 2:30 a.m. At first, he blamed stress, then poor sleep. Eventually, he convinced himself it was probably nothing more than coincidence. The strange part wasn't the time itself, it was the feeling that accompanied it. Every night he woke with the unmistakable sensation that someone was standing nearby watching him. The feeling was so strong that he immediately searched the room every time he woke up. Yet he never found anything unusual. His bedroom looked exactly as it always had. The furniture remained where it belonged. The door stayed closed. The shadows sat quietly in their corners. Nothing appeared out of place. After several nights, he began feeling foolish. The sensation still frightened him in the moment, but each morning he found himself dismissing it. Whatever was happening seemed to exist only in the space between sleeping and waking, and that made it easy to explain away during daylight hours. By Friday, he had almost convinced himself there was nothing to worry about. Then he woke up again at 2:30 in the morning and immediately felt the familiar sensation. Someone was watching him. As usual, he looked around the room, expecting to find nothing. Instead, his eyes settled on something standing near the corner. At first, he wasn't entirely sure what he was seeing. The figure wasn't solid. It looked more like a patch of darkness that somehow existed separately from the darkness surrounding it. The moment he noticed it, the atmosphere in the room changed. Even years later, that remained the hardest part to explain. The room became unnaturally still. Every sound disappeared. The air itself seemed different, as though the entire house had suddenly fallen silent. It wasn't merely quiet, it felt wrong. A wave of panic hit him immediately. He tried to sit up, but nothing happened. He tried moving his arms and found he couldn't. When he attempted to shout, no sound emerged. The harder he struggled, the more frightened he became. Within seconds, he realized he couldn't move at all. Meanwhile, the shadow began crossing the room. Slowly and deliberately, it moved toward the bed without making a sound. He watched helplessly as it approached, fighting against a body that refused to respond. Every instinct told him to run, but he couldn't move so much as a finger. When the figure reached the bed, it stopped beside him and bent forward. He couldn't make out a face, eyes, or any recognizable features. There was only darkness. The shadow leaned closer until it seemed to hover directly over him. Then it laughed. More than anything else, that was the detail that stayed with him. The sound wasn't loud or dramatic. In fact, its simplicity made it worse. There was something undeniably cruel about it, something that immediately triggered a level of fear he had never experienced before or since. The laugh lasted only a moment, but it felt much longer. Then, as suddenly as it had appeared, the figure vanished. The oppressive silence lifted immediately. The room felt normal again. He found himself able to move, breathe, and speak. Everything around him looked exactly as it had before. He sat upright and turned on every light in the room. Nothing was there. The corners were empty. The doorway was empty. The room looked completely ordinary. He didn't sleep for the rest of the night. For weeks afterward, he replayed the experience repeatedly in his mind. The memory remained crystal clear, but the more he analyzed it, the more he found himself arriving at the same conclusion. Every article he read about sleep paralysis described some version of what he had experienced. The inability to move, the shadow figure, the overwhelming sense of dread. Even the feeling of a presence in the room seemed common. Eventually, life moved on. Months passed, then years. The shadow never returned. No strange figures appeared in his room. No unexplained experiences followed him through his 20s. Gradually, the experience faded into the background of his life. It never disappeared completely, but it became something he rarely thought about. By the time he moved to North Carolina 6 years later, the experience felt more like an unsettling memory than an unsolved mystery. The house itself seemed perfectly ordinary. It sat in a quiet neighborhood outside Charlotte and looked like hundreds of other homes in the area. There was nothing particularly old about it and nothing that suggested a haunted history. If anything, it felt refreshingly normal. He liked that. After spending most of his life in New York, the slower pace felt like a welcome change. The house represented a fresh start. And for the first several months, everything seemed exactly as it should. Then one night he woke up with the unmistakable feeling that someone was watching him. For a brief moment, he found himself transported back 6 years. The sensation felt identical to the one he remembered from Queens. His eyes moved around the dark bedroom, searching every corner before logic finally took over. Nothing was there. After a few moments, he laughed quietly at himself and rolled over. The old experience had obviously left a deeper impression than he realized. At least, that's what he told himself. A few nights later, he woke to the sound of someone rattling his bedroom door. It wasn't a knock. The handle moved repeatedly as though someone on the other side was trying to get in. He sat upright and listened while the sound continued for several seconds before stopping abruptly. When he checked the house, nobody was there. The experience bothered him, but not enough to convince him something paranormal was happening. Houses made strange noises. Pipes expanded. Wood shifted. Every homeowner eventually learned that. The following week, it happened again. Then again. And eventually, something occurred that forced him to reconsider everything he thought he knew. For the first time since moving into the house, someone else heard it too. The first person to hear it wasn't a family member, a neighbor, or someone who already knew about the strange things happening in the house. So it was a friend who had come to stay for the weekend. The guest room sat at the front of the house, overlooking the street. There was nothing unusual about it, and until that point, nobody had ever complained about sleeping there. The following morning, however, his friend looked exhausted. At first, he assumed the man simply hadn't slept well. Then the question started. Had he been awake during the night? Had he been walking around upstairs? And had he been going up and down the staircase repeatedly? The questions caught him off guard because he had done none of those things. When he said so, his friend looked genuinely confused. According to him, somebody had been moving through the house for a good portion of the night. He specifically remembered hearing footsteps running up and down the staircase several times. At one point, he became so convinced someone else was awake that he nearly got out of bed to investigate. The explanation seemed simple enough. Old houses made noise. People heard things differently at night. The conversation ended there, or at least it should have. A few weeks later, another guest spent the night. This time, he didn't mention the previous conversation. In fact, he had almost forgotten about it entirely. The rattling bedroom door had stopped for a while, and life had returned to normal. Whatever had caused the noises seemed to have passed. Then the second guest brought it up. Her story wasn't identical, but it was close enough to make him uncomfortable. She claimed she woke sometime after midnight because she heard someone running through the house. Not walking, running. The footsteps moved across the second floor before descending the staircase. A few minutes later, she heard them again. The experience frightened her enough that she checked the bedroom door to make sure it was locked. When she told him about it the next morning, he felt the first genuine flicker of concern. Not because of the footsteps themselves, because she described them before he said a word. The details matched what his previous guest had reported. That was harder to dismiss. For the first time since moving into the house, he found himself wondering whether something unusual was actually happening. The thought immediately brought back memories he hadn't considered in years. The shadow, the paralysis, the laugh, the memory surfaced so suddenly that it irritated him. He had spent years convincing himself the experience in Queens was nothing more than sleep paralysis. Now, because two people heard unexplained footsteps in a house, his mind was trying to connect events separated by 6 years and hundreds of miles. The idea seemed ridiculous. Yet he couldn't completely let it go. Over the following months, the activity continued. Nobody reported seeing shadow figures. Nobody described anything nearly as dramatic as what had happened in New York. Instead, the experiences remained frustratingly ordinary. Guests heard footsteps. Doors rattled. More than one person reported waking with the feeling that someone was standing nearby. The stories never matched perfectly, but they were similar enough to create doubt. The strangest part was that the activity didn't seem centered on him. If something had followed him from New York, wouldn't he be the focus? Instead, guests often reported more experiences than he did. That realization slowly pushed him toward another explanation. Maybe the house itself was haunted. As strange as the thought sounded, it made more sense than an attachment. The activity occurred throughout the house rather than around one specific person. People who knew nothing about the shadow experience occasionally mentioned hearing things. Some described footsteps. Others described doors moving or unexplained noises coming from upstairs. But the house itself offered no obvious answers. It wasn't particularly old. There were no local ghost stories attached to it, no famous tragedies, and no dark history that anyone seemed aware of. If anything, it looked like one of the most ordinary houses on the street. That should have reassured him. Instead, it made the mystery worse. One evening, he found himself discussing the activity with a neighbor who had lived on the street for years. He wasn't looking for ghost stories. He simply mentioned hearing strange noises and wondered if houses in the area commonly settled or developed odd sounds as they aged. The neighbor's response surprised him, and apparently he wasn't the first owner to mention unusual activity. The previous owners had occasionally joked about hearing footsteps upstairs when nobody else was home. According to the neighbor, they never seemed frightened by it. If anything, they treated it as a strange quirk of the property. The comment was made casually, but it stayed with him long after the conversation ended. For the first time, he had evidence that something unusual may have been happening before he ever moved into the house. So that should have settled the question. If the activity existed before he arrived, then maybe the shadow figure and the footsteps weren't connected at all. Maybe he had spent years carrying around a terrifying memory that had nothing to do with what was happening now. It was a comforting thought because it allowed him to keep the two experiences separate. Unfortunately, the comfort didn't last. Several weeks later, another guest spent the night. Like the others, she knew nothing about the shadow figure. He had never shared the story with her, and there was no reason she would have connected anything happening in the house to an experience from 6 years earlier. The following morning, however, she looked uneasy. At first, he assumed she was going to mention the footsteps again. Instead, she asked a question that immediately made his stomach drop. She wanted to know if anyone had been standing in the hallway outside her room during the night. When he asked why, she explained that she woke suddenly and had the overwhelming feeling that someone was watching her. She never actually saw a person, but the sensation was so strong that she sat awake for nearly an hour staring toward the doorway. Listening to her description, he felt himself pulled back to a bedroom in Queens. For years, he had considered three possibilities. The shadow figure had been sleep paralysis. The house was haunted. Or somehow, the two experiences were connected. Now, for the first time, he wasn't sure which explanation made the most sense. And that uncertainty bothered him far more than the footsteps ever had. The comment should not have bothered him as much as it did. After all, the guest hadn't seen a shadow figure. She hadn't described an evil presence standing beside her bed. She hadn't reported paralysis or anything remotely similar to what happened in Queens. All she described was a feeling that someone was watching her, yet that was exactly what unsettled him. Because it was the same feeling that started everything. For days afterward, he found himself replaying the conversation in his head. Part of him remained convinced the two experiences had nothing to do with each other. Sleep paralysis explained what happened in New York. The house explained the footsteps. The simplest answer was that two unrelated things had become tangled together in his mind. Unfortunately, the more he thought about it, the less certain he became. The problem was that all three explanations seemed plausible. Maybe the shadow experience had been sleep paralysis and the house genuinely had activity. The reports from guests certainly supported that possibility. People who knew nothing about his past were independently describing strange experiences inside the home. Or maybe the house wasn't haunted at all. Maybe the shadow experience had affected him more deeply than he realized. Perhaps years of carrying that memory had caused him to pay closer attention to things other people ignored. Strange noises happened in every house. Unsettling feelings happened too. Maybe he was connecting unrelated events because he needed them to fit together. Then there was the third possibility, the one he liked the least. Maybe the two experiences were somehow connected, not because a shadow figure had followed him across the country, but because both experiences belonged to something he still didn't understand. That possibility lingered in the back of his mind for years. Life continued. Guests occasionally reported footsteps. Every so often, someone mentioned hearing movement upstairs or feeling as though another person was in the house. The activity never escalated into anything dramatic. Nobody saw apparitions. Nobody captured evidence. The experiences remained frustratingly ordinary, yet they never completely stopped. What surprised him most was how his relationship with the activity changed over time. When he first moved into the house, every strange sound demanded an explanation. Every unexplained event immediately captured his attention. Eventually, however, he found himself treating the activity much the same way longtime residents of allegedly haunted locations often do. It became part of the background, not normal exactly, just familiar. Years passed. Then one evening, while helping a friend move furniture into the guest room, the conversation drifted toward ghost stories. The topic emerged naturally, as it often does when people spend enough time together. Somebody shared a story from childhood. Someone else described a strange experience they couldn't explain. For reasons he still doesn't fully understand, he finally told the story, the whole story. For the first time in years, he described waking up at 2:30 every night. He described the paralysis, the shadow, and the laugh. He admitted that for a long time he believed it was sleep paralysis and explained how the activity in the house occasionally made him question that conclusion. When he finished, the room fell quiet. His friend looked thoughtful for a moment before asking a simple question. Why did he assume the shadow was the important part? The question caught him completely off guard. His friend pointed out something he had never seriously considered. The shadow appeared once. The footsteps, strange feelings, and unexplained experiences had continued for years. If one event deserved most of his attention, it wasn't necessarily the one that frightened him most. It was the one that never completely went away. The observation stayed with him long after the conversation ended. For years, he had viewed the shadow figure as the center of the story. Everything else existed in relation to it. The house mattered because of the shadow. The footsteps mattered because of the shadow. The feeling of being watched mattered because of the shadow. What if that wasn't true? What if the shadow was simply the thing he remembered most vividly? The older he got, the more he found himself considering that possibility. Today, he still doesn't know what happened in Queens. Maybe it was sleep paralysis, maybe it wasn't. He also doesn't know exactly what has been happening in the North Carolina house. The activity continues occasionally, though never often enough to provide clear answers. Every few months, someone mentions hearing footsteps. Every so often, a guest comments on feeling watched. Oddly enough, he's become comfortable with that. For years, he searched for the correct explanation. He wanted one answer that neatly connected everything together. Instead, he found himself living with several possibilities at the same time. Maybe the shadow was sleep paralysis and the house is haunted. Maybe the house isn't haunted at all, and he spent years trying to fit unrelated experiences into a single narrative. Or maybe both experiences belong to a mystery. He still doesn't understand. At this point, he isn't sure which explanation he believes. What he does know is that 6 years separated the shadow figure from the first strange experience in North Carolina. During those 6 years, nothing happened. No voices, no footsteps, no unexplained activity of any kind. For a long time, that gap convinced him the two experiences had nothing to do with each other. Now he's not so sure. Because every time a guest mentions hearing footsteps upstairs or waking with the feeling that someone is standing nearby, he finds himself thinking about a bedroom in Queens and a shadow that appeared only once, not because he believes they're connected, and because after all these years, he still can't prove they aren't.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.